I now call this meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. The special meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, we will cut right to public input. And we will deal with both items at the same time. So if there's anyone in the public who would like to speak on the building permit fees or the increase in rental rates for recreation facilities. He knows. Oops.
Hey, thank you, Council.
I gotta say, thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council, for an opportunity to speak tonight. As on the agenda, there's a recommendation for 1.6% increase to recreation fees for 2016-17. Why I'm here tonight is to tell you what the impact would be on AMHA. That additional cost alone would cost us $5,420. That additional cost, we had calculated, would be $10 per child additional for 2016-17. In 2015, the town of Amherstburg raised our rates 2.4%, resulting in an additional $7,920 for ICE to AMHA. That decision alone raised our rates $17 per child. Last year, we had to raise our rates a total of $27 to cover other inflationary issues. Currently, our rates are factored at the third highest in Essex County. Right now, we're third place, LaSalle at 201.03, and this is 215 municipality rates, and Lakeshore at 195.40. Our new rates would go to 186.53 from the current 183.62. The average of all ice pads in Winter Estes County are 178.92. The average of the 80 Knox, South Windsor, Essex, LaSalle, Harrow, Kingsville, which excludes distant rates, are 177.48. You might ask why the factor for AMHA. If you look at Lakeshore, they have 1,000 people in their association, so any increase can be spread over a wider base. So with us, for $5,400 in Lakeshore, that would be a $5 increase. With us, it's 10. And the same thing with LaSalle, we're right around 950. We have 25 players this year that were subsidized through social service programs, and we have a few that are under the Canadian Tire Jumpstart program. What we're asking for is, as maybe most of you are aware, in 2015, there was an agreement, or the rule bylaw was passed, that adult fees are the same as minor sports. What we're asking for this year, because every other municipality, these are youth sports rates. Adult users pay more in every other municipality than but Amherstburg. So we respectfully ask that the 2016 rates be frozen for at least 1 year. Thank you.
Is there any questions? Mr. Malash?
Thank you, Mr. Mark. Is it because your numbers are declining that the dollar value is going up? Because if I pass a 1.6% increase onto you, if you were paying $100, you're paying another dollar.
We look at an 1,840, our treasurer looks at an 1,844-hour schedule in times of by the additional funds. Mm-hmm. So that's how we got to the additional increase.
Yeah, because I'm wondering how you equated that an extra $10.
Well, we have roughly 530 children, sorry, uh-huh, in our association, and we're looking around a $5,400 raise. So, that's $10 a kid. That's without other inflation. I mean, we have jerseys. We're going out to a jersey quote. Give an example. Some of the stuff we're facing this year. We're going out for a new jersey quote this year. We have a 3-year frozen that we did 3 years ago to try to lock in. That's our main cost for our children is jerseys. Lock that in. That's going out to quote this year. That'll be out in March, so we won't know where that stands, but I guarantee they're going to be up from 3 years ago. I can guarantee you that.
It's still difficult to understand, because if the children were paying $100 a year,
right,
a 1.6% increase that we're passing on to the organization would be $1.60.
Well,
I'm trying to wonder how, see where I'm going. Okay,
we look at the hour, Councilor, we look at the hours that we use, time to rate, time to additional cost. That's additional cost plus GST. Because you've got to remember, the ones, we look at the 1.6, the 186, it's still plus GST.
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Mr. Rao. You made comment that Amherstburg was third.
Yep.
Out of
nine municipalities.
Nine municipalities. We're the third highest?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a list by any chance of how you're listed?
I can give you this if you guys, if you'd like to look at it. I got it on a jump drive. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes, Mr. Daly.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Reno is correct in that we are the third highest when it comes to minor sports, but our proposed increase makes us the second lowest in primetime rates, and that's across Essex County. Lakeshore, Tecumseh, LaSalle all have same rates. They do not have a difference in rates between minor and adult. So we are comparable with those associations. Last year we provided an opportunity to go with a minor sport rate, but we opted to go across the board. And that we can provide that information at a later date as well.
Councilor Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure who I would direct this question to. The 1.6% increase, is that directed right across the board of everyone that uses the rental at the arena, including men, the senior hockey?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that is correct. It would be on all rental facilities. So it would include the ice rates, it would include the diamonds, it would include all rent, room rentals as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So just as a point of clarification, the senior men's hockey and figure skating, they would pay the additional 1.6%?
That is correct.
Councilor Levine?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rick. So you agree we're third highest for our minor sport costs in town now, but prime time we're more in line. So what is prime time ice time is my question. Like what is that time that you're talking about?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Prime time is 5 p.m. on and all day Saturday and Sunday.
So all day open the arena till close the arena?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilor Bouger?
Thank you. Just one more question. Does that the increase in include open skating?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, it does not, because that's not a rental. These are all just rental rates that we are looking to increase. So anybody that comes in and rents a facility, that's where that increase would be. Our public skating, our programming, that is not included in the in this increase.
So as a follow-up, if we increase open skating, and they only pay, I think it's $1 or $2, by 1.6%, would that help minor hockey in any way, shape, or form, or would that be enough?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Our numbers when it comes to public skating aren't significant to provide that the type of holdback that Mr. Reno was looking at.
Deputy Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. For you to Rick. Just wondering, with this increase or possible increase. What, like, are we staying competitive with the other places? That's my question, because Essex County and Windsor are blessed with numerous arenas. And eventually, you know, I can see people starting to look for better deals. That's my opinion. So, what do you think of that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we are competitive. Every arena or every municipality is going to go through this exercise as well. We are looking at increasing our rate as of September, so it gives all the sports now an opportunity to budget for that. In fact, soccer and baseball, they'll get an extra year because they don't start. They'll be done their season when these come into play. So it really helps all our minor associations budget for that. So we are competitive, and the 1.6, we looked at CPI and the rate increase on recreation, the recreation component of CPI, and we are comparable with municipalities throughout the province.
Any other questions?
Mr. Brown, a response.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we researched this last year, and I mean, we are third highest in the municipality. Prime rates is all what minor hockey uses. It's all prime time. We don't go on the ice at 4 o'clock. That helps high school hockey. The lower rates, that doesn't help us. And I believe, if you can correct me, Rick, if I'm wrong, I think the total estimate income is around $10,000 out of this total raise across the board. And I mean, in my estimate, minor hockey taking a hit for over half of that. We're just asking for a year freeze. I mean, as you know, costs are going up. The feedback I get is adult hockey's paying the exact same as our kids. And honestly, I don't have an issue with that. I think U Sports, if you take a look at this, WFCU 150, 169 an hour. You guarantee that's not an adult user rate. They get subsidized, and they get U Sports rates in the city of Windsor. We don't. That's what we're asking. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other comments from the public on either issue? Okay. And I guess I will go to council to item 4.1, the building permit fees. Councilor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation for discussion.
Second, Councilor Melosh. Questions or comments? Councilor Melosh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My question, not so much to do with the recommended increases, but how are these rates established? Is there some kind of a formula, a business plan that is put together that identifies what each type of permit costs to produce? I want to ask a question. The building department, is it a staff of two people?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there's myself, we have a building clerk, and we have a part-time inspector at this point.
Part-time inspector's contract, though, isn't it?
That's right.
So it's buried in the operation. Where I'm going with this is that if you look at it costs the department based on the proposed budget of 2016 that was put through, it's $103 per man hour to operate the department. And so I guess when you equate the cost per man hour versus all of these permits, are we somewhat in line as we establish all these pricing for these permits, is my question, I guess. So I'm talking about the establishment of the cost for these permits.
If I understand your question, I think I'm trying to understand your question, Councilor Walsh, but we look at permit fees based on what they are in the region as well. So we look at the competitiveness of the region. What I can tell you, though, is in no way, shape, or form do we have full cost recovery on our building permits, if that's what you're sort of asking, because the $103 per hour, there's 2,080 hours in a working person's year, it would be impossible for us to collect that fee. That's why many times in the areas of permit fee recovery, residential permit fees are really per se loss leaders, where you as municipality gain the most tremendous value is in institutional, industrial, and commercial development, because the fees are so much higher. But at the end of the day, you know, our fees, are they competitive within the region? I would suggest they would. And Steve, you might be able to add more to that, but.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the increase in the fees that we've proposed are based upon the time it takes to process the permits, the time it takes to do the inspections. You'll notice that not all of the fees have been increased. I would call this more of a housekeeping issue. We do have changes in the Ontario Building Code that were brought in 2006 with respect to energy efficiency, which adds quite an amount of time to the plans examination process. We've got a couple more mandatory inspections that weren't there before. And some of these fees haven't been increased since 1998. So our sanitary sewer fee, I believe in 1994, was $50. So we're just kind of catching up to the times with those. The other one that we looked at was we had a $75 fee for a detached garage. There's no way that we would ever recover anywhere near that, even at the proposed fee of $150. We have plans examination time, we have to check zoning, and there's usually about three inspections on that type of a building. We were doing that for $75 before.
Right. Well, I guess day one, somebody established a price, I guess, and that's what my question was, is somebody would have had to establish a price. It's all nice and fine that we pick a number of the year and then we add 5% next year, 10% the following year, or whatever. Feel that we need to cost recover, but we've never really determined whether the original rate was a good number, or do we know that the original was a good number? I guess that's where I'm going with that. So, and maybe you can't answer that question, but that's just food for thought somewhere, is that we should be looking at some kind of a cost equation to all of these. What I'll call from a business plan point of view.
It's a very good question, Councillor Melange. Unfortunately, I would suggest to you that, especially in the building world, it is a very market-sensitive area when you're looking at building permit fees, development charges, and ultimately, you know, municipal taxes. I think each individual, and especially on a developer-builder decision, they're looking at all of the municipalities within the region to see where they're going to, build their next development. So I think what I believe to be is that we are very market competitive on a building permit perspective, on development charges perspective, and actually on a residential tax perspective. Now, we're competitive. At the end of the day, what is it that makes individuals want to move to Amherstburg? It's going to be all the other amenities and services that we offer. So it's not just one simple thing to say, are our fees, do we need to raise our fees? That might actually be a deterrent in some cases to development. I think we've got to be very cognizant of the fact that we're not producing widgets. We're trying to get the individual to come and live in Amherstburg so that we can, for the long period of time, collect residential taxes, because that's what helps us.
I do understand that. But there's still knowing whether or not it's, you know, you're losing money, you're making money, you're losing money. The department has a deficit, doesn't it have like a $970,000 accumulated deficit at this point in time?
That's the projected deficit.
The projected deficit. So it's projected. So that's been growing and growing and growing every year. So who subsidize? I guess, is it a subsidy? I'll call it a subsidization for lack of a better word. It's going, it's deficit after deficit after deficit, and we're not getting nowhere. Looks like we're going to have a cost recovery here.
If I can, I can offer you this. Most municipalities that are primarily dominated by residential development will have operating deficits in their building departments. It's the areas that have high commercial, institutional, and industrial development where you get very large dollars because there's very large square footages, and unfortunately we don't have that at the present time. So, you know, when you look at areas that have grown tremendously in the commercial industrial, like Mississauga, perhaps they don't have a building department deficit. However, if you look at any other jurisdiction that doesn't have that high growth in commercial, industrial, and institutional, I would suggest to you that their building departments are operating in a deficit as well.
Thank you.
Councilor Pouget?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does the public want to speak on this? Anybody from the public? I would withdraw my comments until after.
Put it to the public again. Norbert?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm here with a couple other builders. We've, you know, read that there's a building department, building permit fee, so we always get in a panic because we think we're talking development charges. After looking at what they are, we're not here to argue the fact that, you know, we have been very low on some of those things. And like most other municipalities, the building departments probably do run a deficit. So, as Mr. Brown said, that, you know, $75 for a garage permit is pretty minimal. So if it goes up, we understand. We're looking at maybe $200. Yeah. You know, which now building permits about $16,000. So $200, yeah, we're not crazy about it. It doesn't get passed on to the customer. I mean, that's what happens. When everything goes up, it gets passed on to the customer. So, but you have to understand when you get a building permit, you're also bringing in now a tax base to the town forever. So you might be losing a couple $100 on the building department, but you're gaining that, not to mention currently over $12,000 development charge. So just to give you an idea, like you said, it's a lost leader sometimes. The building permit are competitive. I'm not going to say low, they're competitive. But it gets a tax base and it gets some development charges here too. So again, we're not here to really argue that fact because it's probably necessary. I think a sewer hookup was $100. Something like that. So they have to come out, look at it. I mean, you know, we're not going to argue that either. So, but just so you know, we're trying to pay attention to see what's going on. And then, like I said, if you get some building permits, if they go up, they go up. But you're going to get the other fees too. So, for what that's worth.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And after, I appreciate your comments. And after reading everything and listening to my colleagues, I do support this increase. And the reason for that was, as it was stated, we haven't had an increase in 5 years. And I think the most important part is that we're being fair with our developers because, you know, the Ontario Building Code legislation prescribes that their building permit fees be set to an amount no more than to cover the anticipated reasonable municipal costs incurred to enforce the building code. And I think that's exactly what the recommendation is. And I think that, I know our council didn't do a lot of things that were right, but we did do some things that were right, and I think that one of them was that we wanted to be competitive, and that's why we allowed the development fees that you don't have to pay up front. You're able to, you know, sell the property or the building, and or else you have, I believe, an 18-month window there. And we want you to be successful because if you're successful, we're successful. And I think that you're being very reasonable. We appreciate that, and I think we are too. So that's why I support this.
Councilor Melosh?
One last point. Page 10, when we talk about demolition and permits and farm buildings, I don't know if it's clear. Clarify this. It's $500 for a building up to 10,000 square feet, and then it says 10 cents. Anything over $10,000 is 10 cents per square foot. Is that 10 cents for every additional square foot over the 10,000, or is it 10 cents per square foot? An example, I'll say, if I had an 11,000 square foot building, it would cost me $1,100, so almost $600 more for an extra 1,000 square feet. So I'm just wondering, is that what the intention of that was, is it 10 cents for the additional square footage or per square foot additional?
No, it's 10 cents per square foot.
So if I have an 11,000, I'm going to pay $1,100 as opposed to $500 for that extra 1,000 square feet?
Yeah, that's the cutoff point. Some buildings with, there's a bit of a difference when you come to demolition on larger buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Some larger buildings need to have an engineer's review.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit more involved in issuing those demolition permits for the larger buildings.
Just seems a little strange that they'll have to pay an extra $600 for an initial 1,000 square feet.
Is there any other comments or questions? Yep.
What really got my attention was in the Windsor Star when it has Amherstburg billing parking fees to go up, and it's up to 50%. When people see that, they know, again, they think building permit, 16 grand, 17 grand, so they think it's going to go up, you know, it says up 30%, 35%. We just need to control how, which is impossible, but try and control how the Windsor Star, you know, hammers us in Amherstburg. Because when you see that, they think, oh, I'm not going to build Amherstburg, it's going up, you know, another 5-6 grand, so, where it's 150 or 200 bucks, which isn't so bad.
Okay, any other comments or questions? All those in favor? Carried. Brings us to 5.1. Councilor Levine.
Move the recommendation for discussion.
Second, Councilor Puget. And discussion. Councilor Puget.
This is one case where I'd like to hide under the table. you know, I really do thank you, Mark, for bringing that to our attention. And, you know, I do support minor hockey and I'm there all the time with my, you know, grandchildren. And I wish there was something that we could do that, you know, would help you out. I think this is the fairest way to go. I know that I hear from a lot of seniors, a lot of people that are on fixed incomes, and they feel that they are spending a lot of money for the arena regarding hydro and you know, all the facilities that are out there. And some of them, unfortunately, haven't even been to that arena. And there, many of them are on fixed incomes, and they don't feel that they should have to support people that use that facility. And so, therefore, I'm in a dilemma there that, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but...
Kids.
Yeah, but...
It's our community children. That's all we're asking. Take a look at that.
Yes, and I do understand that, but we have to recognize our seniors, our people are on fixed incomes, and unfortunately, the hydro cost just keeps escalating, and I think that's where our problem is right now. So we do have to raise it, and I think this is the fairest way. So I will be supporting it.
Just one last comment. It's okay. Appreciate it. Just you're going to ask. Take a look at who's taking the bulk of the hit. Minor hobby. $5,400 of projected $10,000 income coming into the town. And I understand costs have to be looked at. My dad's 89, lives in a nursing home, still has his home on Alcott Street. Pays taxes every month, pays school taxes. The company has heard that for years. Why do we still pay school taxes? Because, you know what? Because I played there as a kid. My son played there as a kid. My son's 24. He never played hockey in 6 years. I don't have any kids in hockey. This is about our community. This is about keeping it efficient because it's between $345 and $945 to play hockey. The bigger skating's in no better shape than us. They're losing children each year. They're losing kids because they can't afford to play. That's all I ask. Keep that in mind.
Councilor Levine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I tend to agree with Mr. Reynolds. When this came up last year, I voted against it. I'll use the same mentality and reasoning I did at that point. This is a town facility. I mean, we talked about the building department. There's not, is there, Mr. Michelli, a single department in this town that is a cash cow? I mean, we're talking about a service here, not a product. So we're not making money in any of these departments. If that's where we're trying to head here, I don't think it's logical. What did catch me was your comment about taxes and bringing people here. So how do we become competitive? How do we want people to move here? How do we want people with three kids that play hockey to move here? I'd be more in line to have be able to say we have the lowest rates to put your kids into minor sports in the entire county of Essex. You know, we have the lowest, because we're going to lose money. And when I look at this, for $9,200, we're going to put a burden on these families. And I tend to agree because I'm there every weekend. I live there. And I talk to these people. Some of these people struggle greatly when they have a couple kids and they want to be in sports, and it's very important. And just last budget, we took $100,000 out of this arena budget with the signing of a pen, and they found it. And it's running great, and it's still the same as it was then. So when I think to myself, well, we can just whack $100,000 on this budget, but here we're going to go ding the kids for $9,200. It doesn't make much sense to me. I understand the increase in costs and CPI and everything goes up. But at the same time, we're collecting that through residential taxes that we raise every year to pay for everything in this town. And these are the amenities that we're offering to people, like Mr. Michelli is alluding to. So I don't want to be in the middle or near the top when it comes to cost to put our kids in programs. I want to be at the bottom. I want to be the cheapest. I want to be able to say, hey, we're the cheapest. You can come here and put your kids in hockey. It's really affordable, way better than in the South. And it might convince a few people here and there, and we'll make that extra tax money. So I'm not going to support this one. Thanks.
Councilor Malosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I hear what Mr. Reynolds was saying. I pushed last year, yes, for the increase which we received. I'm not in favor of the 1.6. For the minor hockey, recognizing the youth. I've been more in favor of adults paying more than the youth, because we want to promote the youth to move into the adult, we'll say, realm of using our facilities. And if we don't develop them in the youth, we'll lose them before through the process. I've been advocating that through the Coann Park Board that I sit on as well too, that favorable rates for the youth, more you get the adults to pay more. So at this point, Tom, I would like to see if the mover would agree to changing that to about no more than 1% for minor sports on the budget increase. That I would support.
I don't know if it's going to change anybody's position, but it's up to the mover.
I'm willing to, sure. I might not still support it, but go ahead.
I understand that. Councilor Bouget?
Could you please explain what that would mean in regarding the finances and where we would...
Mr. Rano, can you do quick math?
You guys keep talking, I'll figure it out.
Next is Deputy Mayor.
We're looking at 5420, so we take that's half, we're still over $3,000, we're still probably about $6 a year.
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Mr. Rano. Mr. Rano, you made a comment about freezing 2016 frozen for a year.
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm asking is to stay with the 183.62 rate we currently pay for one more year. My biggest point is adult users, us in that facility. This is across. This is just concentrated on hockey because I'm here representing minor hockey. Is we we pay the exact same rate. I'm asking for a new rate that most other municipalities do. And I'd like to see a 0% increase for this year, because as we know, our taxes went up. Everything's gone up. Hockey is not a cheap sport. I'm not going to sit here and say it isn't. I mean, it's anywhere from $345 to $545 for kids to play.
Not sure where to go next here. Let's see. Do you want clarification first?
Yes.
Councillor Melage, on your amendment, did you want it to only be for the children's sports, or
yeah.
was that 1% across the board?
Children.
Children only. And so now I'm back to. And then I'll go back to Councillor Levine.
Okay. Sure. Well, if he wants to, yeah, I'm willing to accept it. I'm not going to support it, but yeah, I moved it for
okay.
discussion. So, I don't know.
Councilor Boucher?
Yes, and I'm just asking for a clarification, but because I don't want it to go on the general tax rate, I just wanted to see how we would be able to handle that and what it means, because I think with the 1% being a difference of. 3,000?
We look at 1.6 to 5,420, because we look at 1,844 hours of ice times the increase. So we're looking at, we don't have a calculator, but we're looking at probably $3,000 divided by over 500. That's we haven't done our registration cost, and that's in March. That's why we're waiting to get our jersey cost out. We're probably looking at anywhere $9 to $12. Total increase just here. Last year we increased $17 just for this rate increase, the 2.4, and we increased another $10 to get us back to zero because we were running at about
600. Councilor
Pugin? So the difference is between $9 to $12 with a 1.6.
We looked at around $7 increase for at 1.6. So cut that roughly. We don't want to calculate in front of me. We're still looking at over $3,000 a month. Maybe with a 1%.
Okay, Councilor Melage?
Just a point of order. You said it was $5,400?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just did a quick math. And it would, the $5,400 would become $3,375.
Yeah. And Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Mr. Reynolds. I remember last year we kind of debated this same issue. Are you asking for the? I missed it, but are you asking for the children's rates to go down, right?
No,
or no.
Right now, they're projected to go from Councilor Pugh-Scully from 183.62 to 186.53, third highest in Essex County. And we researched that last year. That's youth sports rates across Essex County. If what we're asking for is a freeze for 1 year to revisit again next year. I mean, we looked at, we took a 2.4% increase. To me, I looked at that potentially being over 2 years. I was hoping to get past this year without facing the wage increase again.
Mm-hmm. Councilor Levine?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I ask everybody to look at this chart, because Mr. Reynolds is correct. When you look at everything else here, I mean, I see we have someone from baseball. Do you have any concerns about it? Because I see your costs are kind of minimally going up, right? When you're talking about a baseball game, it's going to cost an extra 10 cents. But when you're talking about minor hockey, which is the main user of the major facility that we have over there, that is a major issue all the time for us, we're maybe putting up an impediment here. And again, what's the annual budget for the town?
If I can just add...
Just to put it into light for some people. What are we, 26, well, how many million?
$24 million.
What is a $9,200, what is that percentage-wise of that budget?
A very minimal percentage.
Less than 0.000. That's what we're talking about here.
What
it's going to affect the bottom line in this town. What it is going to affect is 500 kids and their parents and their families and minor hockey. Who's having a problem with running their organization, keeping up with times with all, like we've heard, everybody's got brand new arenas. We have to be able to lure people somehow to this thing. I don't want to be at the top of costs or even right in the middle. We need to sell it. And how do we sell it? Cheapest around. We want your kids to come here and play. We're going to make it affordable for them. We're going to give them all the amenities in the world that we can give you in Amherstburg. We want you to come here. This is a prime example, in my opinion, of what Mr. Michelle is trying to sell here. So I just ask again, $9,200 is not even a feather in the budget in this town, and it's not going to change the operational budget of the arena. If we can find $100,000 to cut out of the budget every year, and we're talking about raising 92, that's the numbers for me. I don't understand all the debate on that number. So, again, I hope everyone looks at it closely.
Councilor Melange?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm looking for some clarification from my counterpart here. Are you proposing that we have a zero on youth? If we're talking the youth, I'm willing to bend. But we can't keep, somewhere we have to, you know, keep our cut. But like I said earlier, if we lose them when they're young, we'll lose them for probably forever within that sport. So.
Yes, I am fully aware of raising costs to keep up with the times and paying for, but again, none of these costs that we charge cover a minuscule amount of the operation of this facility and how much it costs to build it and to run it and replace it. If that's what we're thinking here when we have these discussions, we're all off base. We're never going to get these rates to a point where we're going to be cost neutral in this facility, ever, unless we charge $1,000 an hour. It's not going to happen. So what are we doing here? We're talking thousands of dollars and million-dollar budgets. So where are we making our money? Residential tax base, as Mr. Michelli said. So how do we sell Amherstburg? We have to be the... Look at these particular issues, in my opinion. How do we get young families to come to Amherstburg? Low taxes, get your kids in sports. We want them in the top-of-the-line facility at the cheapest rate we can get you in at. We want the best ball diamonds, the best ice... We want that in Amherstburg. And if we're going to continually debate every year and have our minor sports associations come here saying, listen, we're losing here, we don't know what we're going to do next year, we're not doing ourselves a favor because they're having a hard time selling it to people as it is. So, again, yes, I'm agreeable to what Mr. Reynolds suggested. 0% a freeze for all youth sports, again, if we could do it somehow. I know it'll be difficult to find the numbers in there, but that's what I would prefer. But that's not the motion on the floor. So... We'll see what happens with this.
Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two grandsons that play hockey, so I'm very cognizant of the price going up and up and up, and it has become a rich man's sport. And there's kids that don't get to play, and if the prices keep going even higher, okay, they're not going to get to play at all. But I just want to know if we are only, I want to be clear on this, if we're thinking of doing a 0% increase on the minor hockey, does that mean the increases for the baseball diamonds and the upstairs multi-purpose room and the indoor turf and the outdoor turf are still going to go up?
Through your worship to Councilor Courtney, that would be a decision of council. I think Mr. Reynolds is here advocating on behalf of Amherstburg Minor Hockey Association. And what I can tell you is he does make some valid points when it comes to youth rates. There are other municipalities in this region that definitely do prescribe to that philosophy. I would suggest to you that there is no arena that I know of, and I stand to be corrected, but I don't think I can. That makes money. The reality of it is an amenity to the community. What we are tasked for as administration is to bring back to you what we believe to be reasonable in regards to an increase, and that's all we've done here. So putting my parks and recreation hat back on, I would totally understand and support council's decision if they were looking at a 0% increase with regards to our youth, because they are the future taxpayers, they are the current users of the facility, they are the ones that, if we keep them preoccupied in youth sports, we have lower crime rates. You know, and my hat as a CAO, then sort of changes, right? But I have to, I would have to agree with Mr. Reno and his group with regards to youth sports in this community. The reality of it is we're never going to capture from the users enough money to make that facility pay for itself. That's just not going to happen. But it's one of the it's one of the amenities that we're offering to the community, to those people coming to this jurisdiction. And let's be realistic. Hockey is part of the national fabric of this country. And if we start to lose youth in playing in a facility such as the Libro Center, I think we're doing a great injustice to ourselves and a great injustice to the youth. So that's all I can offer you.
Mr. Daly?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just to confirm, of the 8 municipalities within Essex County, 4 have minors association rates and 4 do not.
Okay, back to Councilor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Okay, in terms, we talk about the youth for the hockey, but the youth are also playing baseball. The youth are also playing soccer, and they're using those facilities too. So if we're going to give minor hockey a break, then I think we have to give baseball and soccer a break too.
That's a decision of council. I see Mr. Reno here advocating for Amherstburg minor hockey. I'm not sure who's advocating here for baseball. I would suggest to you, Rick, when we looked at the competitive rates of our baseball diamonds and our sports fields with respect to the region, we might be number 3 in ice. How are we with baseball and soccer?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, our rates for our diamonds are extremely low, and just as a side note, both soccer and baseball, their minor associations do not pay a rental fee; they pay a per player fee. So that's not even in this conversation with regards to what their costs would be, because the rates that were identified. We're also for adult slow pitch and men's baseball, that they would see those costs, not minor soccer or minor baseball.
Councilor Pugin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I noticed that no one else is here to complain unless this young lady has something to say about baseball, but. You know, soccer isn't here, and so they must be satisfied with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mary, but I'm the president for baseball. As you can see on the list, we are not concerned with our per-player rates, because obviously in a proposal it's going to go down. The only concern, again, with minor baseball, we run a deficit every year. We never have enough money to even pay our town fees, our user fees, let alone anything else. With the indoor facility, we don't use it because it costs too much money. So we go to the school board and use the school gyms, which are not adequate, but we can't afford to use the indoor facility. Even though it's beautiful, we can't afford to use it. So unless the rates go down, we can't even use that as an option.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Reno again. Like I said, I do have some memory. I forget a lot, but I do remember last year we had the debate. Is there going to be any repercussions that you might see out there with the men's leagues versus the other league?
The adult users, most of those couples have young kids in our association. Those are, again, we're asking for youth sports. Adult users should try to pay the increase, because you know what, they're working folks. They're choosing to do that. They're not looking for, you know, getting the kids in sports. Again, it just be competitive, be fair. A 1-year freeze, I think, puts us, start to drift us back towards the bottom of it, down to the middle. Allow us to control our rates.
Councilor Pugin?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think the motion on the floor right now is to increase it 1% for the minor hockey. So do we, I think that's what the motion is, but so do we have a costing for that? And the reason I'm asking is to, can we ensure if we go that route, we're not going to put any additional burden on taxpayers that are already, you know, they're on fixed incomes. So I wouldn't want to do that.
Councilor, just before I interrupt for the treasurer, the 2016 operating budget has been approved. So it's been approved without this increase, so it won't impact the current taxpayer. If we're looking at the development of the 2017 operating budget, that's where we'd be looking at this revenue to help us, would be in the compilation of the 2017 operating budget. In the grand scheme of things, I would say to you that the $5,400 component from youth hockey would be negligible in our 2017 operating budget. However, it is still, you know, something that we would have to find. This is to help us going forward, and it allows them the opportunity to get their house in order. I think what Mr. Reno's asking for is if we defer this, because what we've done as administration has implemented this fee effective September. So we would be deferring this till the following year, which would allow Mr. Reno and his group another year of registration at the current rate, or close to the current rate, and him recognizing that for the 2017-2018 year, you would probably be looking at, you'd be back, right? I can see that. You'd be back to council, but it would give them pretty much 24 months to plan for that increase.
Councilor Levine?
Sorry, Paul. I'm withdrawing my motion. And I'm going to move to defer till the date that you suggested.
Only on the youth sports?
Only on the youth sports. So I'll move the recommendation.
Except
defer the youth sports rates for 1 year.
I would need the agreement of Council
Inclusion. Yeah, I withdrew my first motion.
Yeah, but the seconder has to approve it.
Or I can't withdraw it?
That's correct.
No, that's correct.
That is the rules of order.
And I would be fair about that, but I just want to make sure that are we deferring all youth sports or just minor hockey youth sports in that?
I'm going to just capture youth sports because, like we've heard, and I've looked through the rates, it's negligible for baseball and soccer. You're talking 10 cents a game or whatever. So to be fair, I don't want to just suggest we're singling out one sport across the board.
So I agree with your withdrawal, and I agree with your deferral, if you need to sign.
Okay.
And deferrals are non-debatable. So all those in favor, what?
Oh, he's got a motion on the floor with an amendment.
You said defer.
I'm moving the motion.
I'm moving the motion with the amendment to defer the youth rates.
So it's kind of a
so
deferral.
So there is a deferral in a motion.
Okay, then maybe you better read that to make sure we're clear on that.
Okay, hang on.
I think maybe we should split.
Defining youth sports now. We're just discussing age. What is the age now, youth sports? If we're going to talk about, you know, probably, you know, the costing on youth here.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it is 18 and under.
Okay.
That's what I don't want.
And, sorry, I also have to clarify that that youth sports is identified through the ministry as an association predominantly minor age. So as an example, figure skating, they do have some adults that skate in their club, but because they make up the majority are 18 and under, they get minor grades.
Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to clarify the motion on the floor, and Councillor Levine, with your permission, I'd like to remove the word deferred from the motion.
I don't like that word. Yeah. Then we wouldn't be able to discuss it.
That the report from the Manager of Recreation Services dated February 3rd regarding increase in rental rates for recreation facilities be received. An increase of 1.6% to current rental rates at town-owned recreation facilities be approved, with the exception of youth rates, which will be considered in September of 2017. And administration be directed to charge the 1.6% increase commencing on September 1st of 2016.
Is that good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Councillor Courtney?
I find it wordy. All sports or just hockey?
All youth sports.
All youth sports. All
youth sports. All youth sports.
Under 18.
Under 18.
It is debatable. So if there's any other comments or questions, I'm going to go to Nicole first.
Go ahead.
Just to look at the schedules, it might be prudent to bring back to council the two-tiered schedule for inclusion, to be included in the user fee bylaw. So it's separated out, just to be clear.
I think that would make voting on this in the future probably easier. Council Pusher?
I'm not following Nicole's theory.
Did you want to
comment? Through you, Mr. Mayor. Currently, the recreation fee schedule has one fee for prime, one for non-prime, and that's just talking about the ice rates. What this motion will do is now create a new category for adult sports. So that, as I understand it, if this is passed, there will be a 1.6% increase on those fees and a freeze on all minor sports fees when it comes to rentals. So what our intent to do is then come back to council with a revised schedule for recreation fees so that you can see the difference between a minor sport and an adult sport.
And that is something that other municipalities do, correct?
Half of them do, yes.
Okay. Councillor Pusher?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And so I'm just asking for the time frame. You will bring that to us?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We can have that ready for the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Guaranteed, okay, Rick Reno will be here at the next meeting, okay, because he was here last year. Pardon?
Rick Melosh.
Rick Melosh, I'm sorry. Rick Melosh, you know who I'm talking about. Okay, he's not here, but he will be because he was here last year about the men's rates, okay, and them having to pay as much and having off time ice. So I'll just warn you, he'll be here.
Okay, any other comments? Okay. All those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to 6.1. Councillor Melange?
I move the recommendation.
discussion?
Can I just suggest that we need the recommendation with the amendments? Because the user fees will be inclusive of the recreation fees and will be amended to them.
Do you want to give the clarification? We're just going to get a clarification from the clerk.
If I may just suggest that we move the motion with as approved as amended, because the user fee bylaw will be inclusive of the amendments.
That's correct. I agree.
For the recreation facilities.
You all right with that, Deputy Mayor? Okay. Comments or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Motion to adjourn. Council Levine, Council Fruge, all those in favor? Carried.